This is Wendy Erickson. I'm a librarian at the Parchment Community Library. It's Wednesday, October 20th, 2010. And today, we're doing an oral history with Dolores Lester, L-E-S-T-E-R. So, Dolores, what is your full name?
It was Dolores Anspaugh Nutter Lester.
Okay.
Lester now.
You said you had been widowed twice.
And Robert Lester, he passed away in 94. He had a stroke for 18 years, but pneumonia really took him.
Mm-hmm.
But he was under supervision throughout the mills at different times. And
I
then
see.
He was in deaths in sales his later years.
Okay. And your first husband?
Richard Nutter,
okay.
Senior, and
did he work at the mill?
He worked at the Sutherland Division.
Okay.
And he was a mule driver over there. And we have a son that both my sons went to Vietnam, come back, but they had been hired before and went right back to work when they come back from Vietnam. And then Larry Conrad was Darlene Nutter. Conrad worked also in the motor pool and then order riding over at Sutherland. And her husband was Larry Conrad, and he worked in roll grinding in the maintenance.
Okay.
And he died of a brainstem stroke in 94.
And you worked how long for KVP?
Well, actually, it was 10 years in the finishing, but it was 37 altogether with a going into the office.
Like 27? Years you spent in the office.
In the office, yes.
Right?
Okay. In order writing, actually, was.
Okay. When and where were you born?
In Kalamazoo. Actually, it was on Conant Street, I believe, off from Douglas Avenue.
And what year were you born?
28.
1928. Okay. Mm-hmm. And where do you live today?
It's in Royal Estates Park out on Ravine, just north of D Avenue. It's actually between Otsego and Alamo, Kalamazoo Township.
Okay. Okay.
I've been there 24 years.
All right. And I understand, as we were talking last night, I took the oral history of your sister, Phyllis
mm-hmm.
Chase,
yeah.
And she said you both went into KVP. She had been there for a while, for 5 years and left, but mm-hmm. then she got rehired and took you with her.
Yep. They told me, come in that night, and actually I started that night in 53.
In what department?
In the OKVP finishing.
Okay.
And like I said, Whitey Vermilion, Orville Reagan were our supervisors.
Okay.
And Leah Brandt was our lady supervisor, party caller.
Okay.
Floor lady, they called them then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you said there were 27 women in these?
Each three shifts, yeah, we worked three. We started 4:45 to 1. That was the main hours, but then they got eventually down to 3:11 and 7:03.
Mm-hmm.
But there was 27. Most of those girls are gone now.
Were you guys all pretty good friends?
Oh, we all were, because we all counted our wrappers when we wrapped, and we had a girl that transferred from the trimmer cutting to our long tables like this.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be with our tape machine and stand on a floor mat. And we would wrap and then push it along another long table, and that girl would label and then box them for shipping.
All right.
And that's the way we all worked.
And did you guys
chit-chat while we were working across from?
Yes. Did you have get-togethers after work? You were real those kind of friends?
Well,
or?
We started doing a luncheon thing, and I remember my youngest was 2, and I'd take him with me. And we'd have lunches for a while there. But then I remember the holidays. My God, we'd cook turkey, and the guys all remember we'd have potluck and and turkey. And
right
on
in
our
the mill.
On our break.
At the mill.
There was a break room, they called it, and we'd go in there with our food. Yeah, we all were friends. We still get together every other month. There's a few of us at Country Buffet. They give us the room in there.
Yeah, up on West Main.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Phyllis has missed that all summer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Phyllis has had some medical issues this
summer.
Yes. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So, You also mentioned before when we were talking previously, that sometimes you would go to other departments if they needed help.
Mm-hmm.
And which departments were those?
That was Mill 2, we called it, where they did the bond. It was the bond room. And then sometimes they'd run the Christmas line, and we'd all help on that. There'd be a crew of girls.
Sure.
And down in Mill 1, sometimes we get sent down the basement to work on, they call them barrel liners, where a crew of us had to fold over the barrel liner. It was like a crinkled brown that mm-hmm. was for barrel liners. And we do that as a crew, all work together on it. So,
mm-hmm.
And then they introduced the paddy line, which I like machinery. That was where a trimmer man cut. It was actually hamburg patties.
Yeah.
And I would run that and push one in, take one out. Either notch them or unnotch.
Okay.
And I liked that.
You liked working on
with
the machines.
I
yes.
did. Yeah.
Yeah. What other? Did you work on some other ones?
Well, we had the cutters. That was a different crew in itself down there. But we had the die presses where the die press operator would cut, and we'd pull off in the back and put it in a carton.
Mm-hmm.
So we had all kinds of paper. The biggest thing we were noted for was pan liners, the silicone pan liners for cakes and bakery.
Yes.
And that was, you had to watch a skid of that because it could actually, it was slippery paper.
I
see. The way
it
was coated.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
What was your favorite job there?
Well, I like to wrap the butter wrappers. We'd flip through them, always replace a sheet if it was folded or mm-hmm. misprint. We always had a ream there.
Uh-huh.
And do that. But I like to wrap.
Okay. And we were talking previously, what was the polka dot paper?
That was shelf paper. They come in aqua, pink, yellow. And we always had that lined. All of our kitchen cupboards were probably polka dotted. Yeah, but we
sure.
would wrap it. It'd come off off the trimmer, but we would actually be the ones that would pack it into the packing cartons.
I see. Did you enjoy working there?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I really enjoyed it. And even my job in the office, I at one time manually typed for probably did 100 orders manually. We had a girl that run a Malta lift machine to run copies.
Yes.
And then eventually they put me on the computer. Funny thing was, here I'm learning by a recording punch press, key press. Punch press.
Sure.
And everybody else is working in my office. I'm sitting there listening to that and is learning the key punch. And then I had a machine there was fellows that knew all the update on all the
mm-hmm.
computer stuff. And I put my cards out there and it would run copies. And then there again, a girl would run extra copies, probably 20 to 30 to
sure.
mail out. Eventually that got down to where I did all of that.
Yeah,
but
you did.
I ended up getting a copy machine instead of the Malta lift where I could run the copies.
Mm-hmm.
And the mill actually ran from all my input, and they billed the customer from my input.
Okay.
And
you said you worked in the office, like in sales or purchasing or customer service?
Well, it was, it was order writing, what it was called. I got the orders from the desman, the sales.
Yes.
And
do you remember any of those guys' names?
Oh, yes. I married the one, that Robert Lester. There was a lot of them in there. There was... lots of
sure
and girls. Sue Oliver was one of my best friends. She was one of the girls in the office.
I see.
And she's gone now too.
Pat
Selinger works at Manitron now, but she's still a good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And she worked in the office under scheduling. I was in the main office building at one time. On first, I was over in the Glendale building.
Okay.
And then they moved me across the street. I was under actually three computer systems.
I see.
Yeah,
okay.
Then I was on the main floor. There was Pink Note Boom in there, and Pat Salinger, like I said, and Bob Burnett scheduled, and there was Jamie. Can't think of his last name, Jamie, that was scheduled the machines too over
okay.
where they ran the paper.
Yes.
Worked for all of those fellows. And,
yeah. Yeah.
And, yeah.
Did you play on any of the KVP sports teams?
I never did, no.
You didn't?
No.
Okay. Because I know they were popular over there.
Yeah.
There were some of those
teams. It was
teams.
At one time. Yeah, that was, I probably got in after that. Yeah.
Okay.
But my husband did pitch. He was a lightweight pitcher for the OKVP, and his brother, Chuck Lester, used to work, too, as a salesman on the road.
Okay.
And but Bob was quite sports-oriented. He loved sports. And if he'd been a little heavier, I think he would have been hired in Major Baseball.
Really?
But he was lighter weight.
He was
weight.
Good. But
yeah,
he
was real good.
Yeah.
His mom, I gave his mom, she kept a scrapbook. And we have one too, but I gave it to her and his daughter. It said Lester wins, because, you know, that's how much he enjoyed it. I didn't go to them, though. That was before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you go to activities in Kindleberger Park back here at all?
Not too often, no.
No.
I was just mostly raising a family.
That's true. You had how many children?
I have four. And I had 12 grand, and I now have just had my 22nd great. It's hard to talk, but she come out of my granddaughter, black and blue, with leukemia.
Oh, yeah.
And that's going on right now.
They're treating her? Yes.
They gave her such aggressive chemo in Kansas. They took her up to Children's Mercy Hospital, and it was her first baby and wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And the aggressive chemo made her cry so hard and be sick that she's now home. She's 5 months this
yes.
month. If she hits 6 months this month, the 21st, but Amy's blood pressure went out of sight, so they knew something was wrong.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So
right.
That's Darlene's three are out there in Kansas, and so she's long-distance grandma.
Right. What are the names of your children?
Well, Diane Decker comes in here to get books for her little, her little grand. She's got seven.
Okay.
Of my great, and
yes,
she's in Texas right now visiting one of her daughters.
Okay.
And Darlene McKay now she remarried after Larry passed away. And I have two sons that both actually worked here. Come right back. After Vietnam, but they did get hired as teenagers.
Oh,
and, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So they worked at KVP for a while.
They did. Yes, they were given a job, and Darlene was also worked here. Diane's the only one that didn't. She put herself through secretary and Western and got right into a doctorate in at Upjohn.
Okay.
And set his filing system up and everything, and then she waited till her girls were way into their teens before she went back. Her and her husband both have taken their points from Upjohn.
Mm-hmm.
She's the only one that didn't work. But she, at Parchman High School, she had two jobs all through high school stuff in school.
Did she?
And then when they had that grocery store where you had to key everything in, she did that after school down here along the Parchment.
Okay.
I can't remember the name of it now, but
doing data entry or something like
well,
that?
Well, instead of scanning, you had to put in every price.
That's
everything.
True. Yeah.
Yeah, at that time, and she did that and actually put herself through the 2 years at Western.
Wow.
Yeah, she
Good
was
for her.
Really.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when her dad, we were finally told how sick he was, she drove all four of them up there with her car, drove them all up to Ann Arbor and back. She's quite
energetic, very responsible.
She was very responsible.
Very responsible.
Yes, she was.
Yeah.
And like I said, I know she has a book bag for her little Elena Michaela out that live on U Avenue.
Okay.
And she's a book lady with them.
Oh, yes?
Yep, she's quite
great.
Into books, and I am too.
Yes. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Where did you go to high school?
Kalamazoo Central.
Mm-hmm. And you graduated from there?
I got married instead of my
you
last
did.
Half a year in September
okay.
instead of going back.
Okay.
And
So you were married, so you didn't, did you work any place before KVP?
Mm-hmm. I worked going to high school. We'd walk, my cousin and I worked at Schemsel's. Worked there 18 months into when I was married even. Started ushering downtown Kalamazoo at the Capitol when I was 15.
I see. What's Schemsel's? What is that?
It was a cafeteria. Everybody knew Schemsel's, the best there ever was. They had one up West Main, but it didn't go over as good as... Mr. Schemsel was good about hiring high school.
Uh-huh.
First of all, I carried trays for people, and then he put me behind the counter. And
where was that? Where was
right downtown Kalamazoo. It used to be across from Penny's, right on Verdict.
Oh, sure. How mm-hmm. do you spell the name of that business?
I believe it's Schemsils.
Okay.
I believe that's
right. Okay. I see.
It was a good cafeteria. Boy, they had good pot pie, chicken pot pie.
Did they? Yes. Mm-hmm. Probably known for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you like any, what was your favorite subject in school?
English. I loved English. I'd have A plus all through.
You did. You liked
writing
and read.
More
reading.
In fact, I had a favorite teacher when I moved when I was 10 from Millwood to Woodard School. We still get together every month with the Woodard School bunch.
Yeah.
But I had a Mrs. Nolan that was my literature teacher. She was a pretty little redhead, but I was in where we read in a circle, our literature.
Uh-huh.
And that was when I, from day one, I had library card.
You did?
Yep,
I did.
Yeah.
And like you said, you still got one. You still like books.
We have a mini library in our park. It's like a community building, so we have access to books.
Great.
We don't check them out. We just take them back and get some more to read.
Yes.
So I'm always reading or crosswords.
So how did that, because I'm a librarian, I'm interested in how
mm-hmm.
that got stocked. Is it just people buy books and just bring them
They
in
bring
there?
Their excess books. In fact, when I moved out to Delton, I donated all my books to the little Delton library at one time. And then when I moved from the lake there into where I am now, I had more books because I was a book club at one time, I donated to the Otsego Library. Now they come every week with the tables are full. I have a card someplace from Otsego, but I don't know where it is right now.
Uh-huh.
So.
Okay, so English.
And typing. I was A-plus in my typing, too.
You were, which is probably...
At one time, we knew how to set everything, you know.
Yes.
Those years. History, I did not like.
Okay.
I was flunked on a D because the teacher scared me. He would pound on the blackboard and then call on you.
Oh.
And then I was flunked that half a year, and then Mr. Shelb passed me with a D because history, I just didn't care.
Yes.
Didn't care about it.
Yes.
The dates and all that.
Sure.
Now I like geography, but
yeah,
you learn more nowadays because of our news prep.
That's true,
mm-hmm.
For sure. That's a good point.
But then I didn't.
That's
like it at all. And the teacher scared me. He was.
Yeah.
Can't even remember his name. Seems like it started with an F. I think it did. But
okay.
He'd be excited about it, and I wasn't.
Well, that's a good way to put it. And you were in the union. You had to join the union.
Oh yes.
At the mill.
Oh yes, we did.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and I. We had that strike that one time, and they sent me out of there. That was when my husband was so sick, and
uh-huh.
in Ann Arbor, but I had to go there, and I remember Diane running up there There again, he had a gallbladder attack, and
Oh.
I went up there after that from there. I think it was Division 11. They sent me to pack paper cups as they come off the machines, you know.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I worked on that, too.
Okay.
I enjoyed almost everything I did.
Karen, you did a lot
yeah,
there.
I don't think anything I didn't like
yeah.
except history.
So you made a pretty good living at the mill, right?
I did. And even in the office, my salary was real...
Yeah.
It was a good salary. And when I put in for retirement, 90.
Yes.
There was a girl applied for it, and I kind of inkled to her what to ask for, you know, because you never told your salary. And she got the job, but then they were all slowing down. Mill was going down
yeah,
that bad.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was about the time I went out.
You were there through all those mergers, mm-hmm. the name changes, weren't you?
Yes, I were.
Yeah.
I was.
Yeah.
I get two small pensions, one from Brown and one from Crown.
All right.
And,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But my one son's been out of work since it went down.
He
struggles, yes. He,
Yeah, it's rough in this state
yeah,
right
it
now.
Is. He...
Yeah.
He had a resume, but he said, Mom, you can't even get your foot in the door anymore.
Yeah.
And then my other son moved around a lot. He went to GM, and when they started going down, he would drive to Marion and come back. He had raising four girls at Pine Lake, and he's now at Steelcase. I'm getting ahead of it again, but
it's
he
okay.
went and got his test. And he's been working at Steelcase, and he's probably going to retire next year.
Mm-hmm.
He catches up with Diane. They're the same age for 2 weeks.
I see.
And that's
okay.
a joke. But because of insurance, Lori, they call her the boat lady because he put her a shop, built her a shop at the end of the pole barn with air and heat. And she does pontoons and upholstering
oh, yeah.
on Pine Lake. They all know her. And
sure.
She has pontoons lined up.
Really?
Yeah,
yes.
I got her a commercial machine. But she started with a little sewing machine. And I do alterations now, by the way. Enjoy doing it. Yeah, I have people call me.
So you just do them out of your home.
Mm-hmm. My
right?
first husband surprised me with my Necky sewing machine. It's in a desk.
Uh-huh.
And it's right now being serviced.
Okay.
I think my belt, I need it, but.
Okay.
I've had it since 54, because I just
oh
said there's only
word.
One thing I want before I quit work, and he surprised me with that, so.
What?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, so.
Now, I heard from Phyllis that there used to be pranks pulled at the mill.
Oh, yeah, cute little prank, yeah. Now they call it harassment, but it wasn't. It
right.
was teasing. And one time, we'd have rolls brought in, and there's a certain roll I like better than others. So
yeah.
there's a skid of paper, and I'm going around the brake buzzer hadn't buzzed yet, but I left my station. You didn't do that.
Yeah.
And my boss, I didn't know it, but he followed me right around that skid. And I had to go back for just maybe a minute till the buzzer buzzed.
Did you?
Yeah. And then they'd take, the trimmer guys would take, we call them tails of paper.
Yes.
With a hook, and they'd wait till you go down to the restroom or something. You'd have your jeans on and your loop
right.
there, and they'd loop that, watch you bounce down oh. there with that. Paper tail.
Sure.
And it was all sure. just kidding. Nobody was ever hurt. And
uh-huh.
And just all,
good.
Everybody, we were like family, really.
Yeah. I've heard that before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we
From,
were.
Yeah.
And then last Monday when I was out to Country Buffet, one of the guys was saying, old Kindleberger, he didn't lay you off or put you out of work, but he put you to window washing.
Really?
Washing, cleaning in
so
the mill.
There would always be some work. He'd find some
he'd
work,
find
instead,
work
of laying,
instead of laying us
laying
off.
Off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How wonderful.
Yeah. He was a nice old man. We'd see him come through the mill, you know, and his house was across the road. And
yes.
And, oh, there's Kindleberger. So we'd make sure we were working, you know, and
yes,
not looking. Yeah.
Yes. Do you remember any really big issues at the mill that affected everybody, or
well,
big
that one
political
strike
issues?
When I was in the office, there was another strike, and I would have liked to count it. I mentioned it, this one person that was in the office, but I would like to count it because everybody I knew did not want that strike.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the last strike.
Yes.
I can't remember what the year it was. But,
yes. Was it sometime in the 80s?
I think it was.
Yeah, I think a couple of people have recounted
that was
a strike.
In the 60s was the one that I was when my husband was so sick.
Okay.
He died in 65. I think I went in 63. He was so proud of me going into the office.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
yep,
he was.
You'd have been there
10 years.
Because
I took a typing refresher is what I did. And,
sure.
And
sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a nice place to work at one time. I'm glad to see the eyesore of it now. It's not like it used to be being taken care of, because it should have been done a long time ago. Because parchment used to be real elite. It was an elite place. Yes, they were fussy. Yeah, so
just about the way the town looked, or
the
streets
they were,
and the buildings.
We all remember Herrick the cop, because we get out of work, and the one girl swore she wasn't going 2 miles over, but he said she was, and gave her a ticket, and that hurt her. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we remember him.
Lots of people have mentioned him. That would be Ralph Herrick.
Yes, it would.
And they were serious about the speed limits in this town.
Oh, they were. All small towns, they are, really. But this
they
one,
are. Yes.
Years ago, we get out of work and be going home, you know. And
sure.
And there was a young man that followed me all the way home and saw that I turned into my driveway on West Nate. I felt secure about that, too. I go down Mazel, down Pitcher Street, over to Northwest Nate. Right now, Markham's camp is right behind where our little house we built, that little house there, right next to their gate.
Yes.
That's where I turn in that driveway every night at 1.
That's right. You were going home at 1 in the morning.
Mm-hmm, I was.
That's correct.
And he go on to Cooper and...
Yeah.
Yeah. But nice young man.
Yes. Yeah. What other memories are you thinking of? What did we miss? Talking about the mill or...
Well, every time I get together, we talk about... His name was Shag, we called him. He was Indian. He worked for us. And one time he
What was his real name?
Shaganabi. He's up north. Somebody just come back from visiting him up near the casino.
That was his last name.
Yeah, Shaganabi.
But
we call him Shag. And one time I remember he had this angleworm that I thought was real. You know, he was... So I knocked it and mangled it, and he cried. I guess it cost him $3, but that was a funny teasing little thing, you know, not harassment.
Sure. Did he worked in the finishing room?
He was one of our trimmer operators, yes,
okay.
In the finishing room, yep.
Did you know him a long time?
No. Well, just all the time I worked there, Phyllis knew him.
Phyllis knew him, too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we all knew Shag, yeah.
Was he kind of a character? Or
he twinkled, his eyes twinkled when he'd laugh. Yeah, everybody knew Shag. Quite a fisherman. And Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, we all were friends. We all...
Yes.
Yeah, we were. And you had your supervision categories, like the cutters and the finishing, where, like I said, Orville, Reagan, and Whitey, Vermilion.
Yeah.
And, they're both gone now, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sure.
Almost everybody's gone that was in the finishing room there.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think that's where I remember of working there. It was a good place to work at one time.
Mm-hmm. That's what I understand. Mm-hmm.
And then my son that's laid off, he worked in the machine room when they computerized them and everything. And one time I walked through there for something or other. I don't remember if it was it was a group of us. They were showing probably, and I wanted to stop breathing because I'm asthmatic. And I could smell the chlorine in there. I thought, oh,
Oh.
my son's working in this every night.
Yeah.
And but I wanted to stop breathing. I remember that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You never got injured on the job?
Mm-mm. Well, I did. I got on the die press, I come up. It was right between there. I got a little nick. I come up right at the end of that.
Okay.
But that was my own fault from chatting, like I shouldn't have been.
You got distracted.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Got a little. Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any memories of unique events at the mill? Like, you said you had potlucks during some of the holidays.
It was, we would. Yeah, we did a turkey. I can't remember who did the turkey, actually. And then
sure.
us, the girls would all bring dishes, potluck.
Did you guys get a bonus, or did you
yes,
get
we did.
At
we
Christmas?
Used to, every Christmas
you did.
We would get. We relied on that, too. I remember Diane and I would always go shopping the next day after
uh-huh.
Thanksgiving, that five-day weekend or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
and,
sure.
All these grandchildren coming up, we get 25 every year.
Yes.
And,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Put it to good
and
use.
And we used to get turkey
okay.
at Thanksgiving, too. We would actually get a turkey.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, you know, you needed that.
Mm-hmm. We did.
Sure. Sure.
And think that was, I think that was through the union, I think.
I see.
Yeah, they
okay.
made sure that we got that.
I see.
Union did good and bad, you know, good and both.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they
oh,
were
yeah.
there if you did have a problem.
Right.
Which,
right.
most of the time, you know, we never had one, but mostly it was to do to get you a raise.
Uh-huh.
You know, when your raises come up every year, that was mostly what your unions did for
Negotiate
you.
Negotiate for you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. The unions were good at one time for helping the working class.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, you have been, did you see Parchment today, or did you drive?
I went
through,
down through there.
Down
to,
through there.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
to the credit union, but I didn't see where they had started that. I know they were supposed to start that with a wrecking ball. It's such an eyesore. It really is. It shouldn't have been left this
yeah,
long.
It's been, well, the mill closed in
10
2000.
Years. It's
10
been
years.
10 years.
But they approved the demolition plan, so it's going to come down
mm-hmm.
before the end of next
yeah,
year.
Yeah, I keep track of the, I get a paper every day.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Parchment has changed a
yes,
lot,
it
though,
has.
Hasn't it?
Yeah.
Hasn't it?
I'd like to see some a nice restaurant there,
mm-hmm.
really a nice one. We used to go out for lunch. And when it was across the street where Fountains is now, we used
yes.
to go over there and eat lunch. And I don't care for the little corner one. It's too open in there, too close.
It really
People
is,
People almost
isn't
sit
it?
On top of each other.
They do.
And then the good old Belle Isle's Hot Fudge Sundaes.
Oh, yes.
He loved my grandson, Ben Conrad. I bought him a skateboard, and he was so excited. He said to his wife, she was in there at the one time when I happened to be in there, he said, Ben's grandma got him a skateboard because they just lived up Oak Grove there.
Uh-huh,
and
sure.
Darlene's now moved. She was out in Glendale, but he had that skateboard. But
uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm gonna interview Bob Belle Isle on Monday.
Are you really?
Yes, I told him on the phone. I said,
He knew how much Ben, he always said, Ben, boy, that kid knows down the penny what he's going to spend.
Yes.
Oh, so he liked my grandson.
Okay. Yeah, Mr. Belle Isle is, I don't know him, but
I
will.
He was a good community man.
Everybody knew
and
him.
And his wife, we had to duck under to buy clothes where her shop was.
Oh,
but
sure.
But she knew where everything was. One year, because I lived out the lake, I wanted a bathing suit. Couldn't find them anywhere, but she knew where a box of them were.
Yes.
Yep. But we had to duck under to go try anything on. But one lady in the office, she let her take a bunch of clothes home, try on at home even.
I've heard and, that.
Yeah.
You bring them back. But
can't
you didn't
think
want.
Of her name either. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was just right up here on Riverview,
it
too,
was
also,
right,
wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was right around the corner there.
Sure.
Right in the middle of one block. Yep.
Yeah.
They
sure.
both were good community people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we certainly.
And his hot fudge sundaes, boy, they were good.
Were they?
Yep, they were.
Well, I had ice cream last night with your sister and her husband.
Did
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah, they offered me ice cream, and so we had ice cream.
Oh, we're ice
ended.
Cream people.
Yes?
Oh, yeah, we are. Yep. That's my only downfall.
Yes.
Yep.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Great. What else? Is there anything else you'd like to say, Dolores, about your life or KVP or?
Well, I've got a wonderful family, for one thing.
Yes.
And they are the ones that helped us when I went to work pay. We had our land contract and pay our bills, really.
Sure.
And then the kids saw, we were in the Northwood area, but the bus took them up to the high school.
Okay.
I think Diane's class was one of the first ones to graduate. And then Darlene's and Don were in the same class, and they dared one of the girls ride her motorcycle down the hallway during exams.
Oh, no.
And she was pretty fierce that she, her partner, wouldn't graduate, but of course she was known, the family was Elwells.
Okay.
I think that was
the
name.
Was she pretty fearless?
Sue Elwell. Yeah, she was a little runt. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she, yep, she did it. And she did graduate. But, mm-hmm. yeah, they used to have the laundromat and
okay.
all the business, the Elwells. And
sure.
Known family.
Did you know a lot of the businesses in town? Would you shop here or
yeah,
go downtown?
Yeah, we would, the year my husband died, we would walk over where the lawyer's office is now.
Mm-hmm.
There was a little restaurant and a little department store there.
Okay.
I remember I bought my first good pair of black boots. They were knee-high, and they
sure.
had a zipper up the inside. And we would eat at the little restaurant there. I'd order, and then I couldn't eat, but then my friends were just there.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could contact some of those girls that used to, but I don't remember all their names that were in the office that we walk over there.
I see. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Then Darlene moved sure. just half a dozen houses up the hill there. Now she's gone from there, sold
okay.
it. But
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Parchment's well known to me.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. mostly from working.
From working at the mm-hmm. mill. Yeah. Well, Dolores, I want to thank you so much. Everybody's
okay.
got a different story.
Yes, we all do. Yeah,
everybody's
I wish you could
own,
talk to some of the other ones.
Your own personal story. Well, I've still got people to talk to. I've got a list of names of people who agreed to do what you just did
okay.
today here.
Okay, good.
So we really appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.